This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The key stock index in Shanghai fell 5.3% today, its worst loss in 4 years. The Chinese government is saying it is okay if credit is tight for banks for the foreseeable future. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
All right, so what did the Chinese government say about this?
Well, yesterday, a commentary in the government-run Xinhua News Service suggested the government was cracking down on what it calls shadow financing. It's become a common practice in China where well-known banks will channel money into risky wealth management products as well as a very large off-the-books underground lending sector. Many small businesses in China aren't able to get loans from state banks, so they'll tap into this informal lending sector where interest rates are typically very high. And according to Fitch Ratings, half of all loans in China are done this way. The Chinese government is very worried about all this. So last week, it raised the lending rates between banks. It froze lending to this underground sector and making many of these smaller informal lenders worried they'll default on their loans and potentially collapse.
So in this country, the central bank might issue some kind of statement worrying about irrational exuberance and the markets would adjust. In China, the centralized government presses this kind of button. But why is the government doing this now?
Well, yeah, economists here are saying that, you know, Beijing is basically punishing what it sees as unhealthy lending practices. It's trying to shore up the long-term financial stability of the country by reining in reckless lending, even if it causes some short-term pain. You know, the big question here, though, is that as it's doing this, will investors start to lose confidence in China's economy? Markets are down to historic lows. People are already worried about China's inflated property market. So this is already looking pretty scary and pretty messy from those outside of Beijing.
And how much does it bleed over into global markets? Rob Schmitz, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief in Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, David.